Phone Boy Speaks, episode 452, Not Dropping Wires.
There's certainly been a trend in networks to go wireless. And certainly a lot of companies have wireless networks that are adjuncts to their wired network. And then at home, home networks are pretty much wireless these days. I mean, you have to be, you know, a real tech douchebag and have that kind of wiring in your house or have the computer sitting right next to your router in order to get a wired connection. And most people don't do that. They use wireless. And there's, then you have issues because if you have a big house, then you've got to figure out how to get that wireless signal to all corners of your house. And that's a whole different discussion I'm not going to get into. But a company called Aruba Networks that makes wireless gear for enterprises wants companies to ditch their wired networks. And I hate to say it, Aruba Networks, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. Wi-Fi doesn't have enough bandwidth to replace a wired connection. I mean, I've done plenty of instances where I've downloaded large files from the internet, even in my house, using my wired connection versus my wireless connection. My wireless connection is too slow. My wired connection is way faster, you know. And it's just even accessing stuff in my own local network. I mean, there's a night and day difference. And so the wired connection wins every time. You multiply this by an enterprise. I mean, and also just, you know, the number of users on a wireless network decreases the amount of bandwidth available. And so, if you're dealing with large files or doing a lot of, you know, have a lot of users generating a lot of traffic, wireless gets saturated. That's before you get to the upstream. So I just sorry, Aruba Networks, this isn't going to happen anytime soon. And that's, the other part of it too is that, most enterprises treat their wireless network as insecure. Because it might be either open or it might have a passcode that is widely known, right? Even if it's WPA2 and such, the wireless network is treated as untrusted. You don't have any access to internal resources. You can get to the internet. You might be able to get to internal resources with some additional level of authentication or something, and that may be fine and dandy. But the reality is, most enterprises, and for good reason, right? They don't trust their wireless networks because you can't control where the network goes. I mean, the wireless goes. I've been at several customer sites and I've been able to pick up their wireless from the parking lot. So, and that means if it was too easy to get into their, to the wireless network, and then, again, some of these companies use for their wireless network, they use a password that's pretty easy to guess, brute force or whatever. If they had access, then they have keys to the kingdom. And so there's no easy way in that case of doing identity and authentication and that kind of thing. And so, if you're doing that level of stuff, you're fundamentally not trusting your wireless network because anybody can get on it. And so I don't, Aruba Networks, but they're pushing this agenda because they sell wireless gear and they want companies to buy more wireless gear. And yes, that ultimately hurts their competition, which includes companies like Cisco who sell wireless gear and wired gear. But sorry, Aruba Networks, we're not dropping our wires anytime soon. And you can take this theory and, you can go pound sand, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.